If you want to walk on water, you've got to get out of the boat, and that's why this gigantic boat is up here this morning. I actually came to practice last night and didn't realize how big of a boat this is. But that's good. So we've all heard the statistic that, you probably all heard this, what the Americans' number one fear is. And I did a little research this week just to make sure, but it did look like that. When people are asked in the United States what their number one fear is, was the fear of public speaking. Yeah, I actually see a couple, yeah. And let me tell you, about 4 or 5 years ago, had you asked me that same question above death, I would have said public speaking. Amen. But about 4 or 5 years ago, I was asked if I would consider preaching. And, of course, at first, after the panic kind of went over me, I politely said no, because I do much better teaching or in the back. And then God started giving me a nudge. I felt a word or a message that he was giving me. And the second time I got asked, the answer came out of my mouth a lot quicker than I possibly wanted it to, which was yes. And the week before, I didn't sleep for more than 2 or 3 hours a night. And the Saturday before the Sunday service, I vividly remember praying, asking God if he would give me the stomach flu. Which he did not. And I walked my wobbly legs up the stage at the Eastmont Junior High and prayed and prayed. God, I am stepping out of my comfort zone here. I am stepping towards you, and I need you to show up on that stage. And he did. And as I walked down the steps that day, I actually had grown so much stronger in my faith, even in my obedience to God, doing that. Whether anyone else in that auditorium saw that as a success or not, I knew that it was. I knew I had obeyed God. And the second time I got asked, it was a little easier to say yes. It still was just as hard to take the step on the stage. But knowing that Jesus was going to show up made it a lot easier. Obedience has become a little easier for me because of that opportunity. But those first steps were the hardest. Risking my comfort for failure, risking comfort for the unknown, taking the first steps were the hardest. And I wonder how many of you know exactly what I mean. Because I believe we've all had that nudge. Because some of you this morning, being in that seat was probably you getting out of your comfort zone and coming to church. And for that, amen. Because that lazy boy took some comfort to get out and to get here this morning. But we have other nudges too, don't we? Even at church, that feeling that I might need to talk to someone, that phone call you might need to make. Maybe there's a ministry that you feel like you're called to do, but have you done it, or have you let it pass you by? Because today in the Word, we're going to go through, I'm sure most of you recognize which story in the Bible that we'll be going through today, but this passage in the Bible, and if you would like to open your Bibles, whether you have one of these with paper or an electronic one, we also have plenty of Bibles in the back that we would love to have you have. In God's Word today, we see a time when the 12 disciples had an opportunity to risk their comfort for the water walk of a lifetime, and only one of those disciples took it. So we're reading in Matthew 14, New Testament Matthew 14, 22 through 33. Immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat. I'm going to get in the boat. And go on ahead of him. If I fall, this could be my... Oh, I'm good, okay. Go ahead on him to the crowd while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. And when evening came, he was there alone. But the boat was already a considerable distance from the land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they cried, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." "Lord, if it is you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat and walked on the water and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." So I imagine that scene, and one of my sailor friends who's in the audience this morning helped me with this a little bit. They would have been ministering all day long. Right beforehand, they had been the feeding of the 5,000, and Jesus put him on the boat and sent him out, and there was a storm. And he suggested the fact that when there's a storm, and it's the fourth watch of the night, which is 3 to 6 o'clock in the morning, you're probably pretty tired, and you're worn out, and you've been fighting against the storm. And here, suddenly, they think they see a ghost, but it's Jesus, the one that can save them. And Peter stood up. So the storm was still going. His eyes were focused on Jesus. And he stood up. He asked permission and he stepped out of the boat. And I have to imagine, even from the disciples, the 11, we're going to call them boat potatoes today, the 11 boat potatoes sitting there wondering, these are fishermen. He just walked out onto the water, onto the stormy water. You probably can't see where you're going. He had his eyes focused on Jesus, and he walked. And I have to imagine what it felt like to walk on water, because I've never done it. And I got thinking last night, I would imagine it felt like memory foam that's wet. But again, I have to imagine. Peter didn't have to imagine. Peter actually did it. And hope is what got Peter out of the boat. Hope in Jesus. And trust is what kept him up walking toward Jesus. Fear and disbelief. He saw the storm. He started to sink. But Jesus still saved him. Now, every time I have ever read this story, I have always thought, well, Peter, if you just trusted more, you could have walked all the way back to shore with Jesus. You could have had this great conversation. And that might have been true. But I look at that today and I think, the failure was actually in the never getting out of the boat. Because sitting in that boat, Peter got to experience a deeper connection with God than he ever could have if he stayed in the boat. When he stepped out, he grew in a deeper connection with Jesus. Something he never would have felt had he not gotten out of the boat. Peter connected with God on a different level, just like we can when we step out of the boat too. We gain spiritual intimacy with God when we risk our comfort and step out of the places in our life that feel like comfort, but where we need to take a risk for God. Peter stored up all of those memories. He got to brag to his friends for the rest of his life that he was, "You guys didn't water walk." And those 11 disciples, even when Peter sank, Jesus still saved him. He still came in the boat with them. And all of those disciples had an opportunity again to walk on water. Not necessarily that kind of walk on water. But the boat itself, the 11 disciples in the boat, the Bible tells us they were terrified. And I believe most of us understand that too. Being in our comfort zone or being in a place that we're terrified to step out of. Because it's a choice to stay in the boat. It's a choice to step out of the boat. Both of our choice. Sometimes we don't feel like it, but we always have a choice. So what's your boat? Because we all have one. Whether we're out of it or we're in it, we all have a boat. And that first step is the hardest for any of us. But I'm hoping and praying. I've been praying for you guys for weeks now on this message. And I'm praying today might be the day that you take a step. out of the boat. A step out of comfort into risk. Out of, into. So think for just a minute. What is your boat? Is your boat unforgiveness or bitterness that you still have in your heart that you need to let go and step into freedom? Is there a lie that you've believed for so long that you need to let go of? Maybe that lie is, God can't use me, I'm too this, that, or the other thing. It's not true. And out of that, you get to be reminded of the fact that there are people around you that need to hear your story and need to hear about Jesus. Here's a big one. Financial security. Is that your boat? And stepping out of it, does that mean you take the nudge of giving to someone or to a project or beginning to tithe? Stepping out of financial security into generosity where Jesus is? Or maybe it's a bad relationship. Maybe it's a relationship that's no longer an appropriate relationship. And stepping out of it is the best thing that you can do. Yep, I got a couple of nods, thank you. It's where Jesus is. When we step out of the boat, Jesus will meet us outside that boat. Water walking is also exhilarating. And when you've done it, it's hard to explain it to anyone else. But you want everyone to know. I'm in a season in my life where I feel like I'm water walking, and I feel like I'm walking around going, how can this be? And it's been a life of obedience. It's been these last couple years, it's shocking to me how God can change one individual into something else, but he can. And sometimes it's the first step, and the first step is the hardest. This week I got thinking about how, has anyone ever bungee jumped? No one has bungee jumped. Wow, okay, does everyone know what bungee jumping is? Okay, have you seen a video on bungee jumping? All right. Okay. I didn't do the bungee jumping that was like the really cool, like bridge kind. But I did the amusement park kind. And you go up this tower, right? They put you in, you go up this tower. And you're standing there and they hook your legs together and they put a bungee around your cord. And then the guy says to me, your next step is right there. And there's nothing for like 200 feet, you know, and you make the mistake of looking down. And you have to step. There's no 1 foot in and 1 foot out at that point. You are all committed and you go. And that first step is the hardest step to make. But I'll tell you what, the same thing with bungee jumping. I can't fully explain it. And you can watch videos and you can see pictures. But I can never explain to you what bungee jumping really feels like. But it is amazing when you jump off there and you realize you jumped and you look around and you're just in awe that you're doing what feels like the impossible. Our connection with God is the same way. When we trust in him that he is going to save us, that he is going to be there, and this will bring a deeper connection with us, he meets us there. And our boats are all different. Our water walking is all different. My water walking at one point was walking in a church. It took everything I have. Today it's different. My water walking's different. Yours is different than the person sitting next to you. Your boat is also different. Some of us, some people in here around the world, we all know, struggle with addiction. That is a boat that they need help getting out of. They need to take the first step too. Jesus meets us in those places. But sometimes, in all of our boats, we go back to our boat. Jesus still meets us there, just like in our story. Jesus still came back in the boat with them. But we have to take that next step out and not be afraid. And I can't help but vision, like, what happens when if we all step out of our boat? Because In this particular situation with the 12 disciples, Peter was one and stepped out. And I have to imagine he went around and told everyone, and you could just see it on his face, and he was just glowing for the experience that he had, that he got to see God do the impossible with him, made it possible. What if all 12 had gotten out of that boat? What if all of us step out of our comfort zone? A challenge I have for you today is, after church today, and actually I have a whiteboard up there in the back, at communion on your way out, write up there what your boat is and what you're getting out of today. But the other thing I want you to do is to meet someone new. Go up to somebody else and ask them, are you in the boat today or are you out of it? And we'll be respectful of whatever the answer is, of course, right? But there's two sides to that conversation. That challenge is when someone, you step out of your boat asking someone how they are. And if they're in their boat or out of it, if you're the one being asked, do the same. That's how connection works. That's how stepping out of our comfort zones work. Or whatever your boat is today, I ask you to take a step. Because when we all step out of our comfort zone into risk, into where Jesus is, our world changes dramatically. Washington State is one of the least churched states in the United States. And if we all, and I mean you and me, if we're inviting people to church and we're being the church together, our community here changes, our church fills, we start being the hands and feet that we keep talking about. We feed the hungry kids. We clothe, we are in community, families feel connected with others in the church. It's a choice to sit in or get out of the boat. And if you want to walk on water, you've got to get out. There is an adventure waiting for you when you trust Jesus and get out of the boat. And I will never fully be able to explain it to you. And I saw some heads nodding, so I know some people who know exactly what I'm talking about when you're walking on water. Today's your day to get out of your boat. And as the worship team comes forward, they, thankfully, will be singing Hillsong United's Ocean, which is one of my absolute favorite songs. And it's a song where she talks about walking on the water to the great unknown. And there I find you in the mystery. And today I just pray that you will find God in the mystery as well. Will you pray with me? Lord, we just thank you so much for this day, this morning, and even just for this message, Father, that to be reminded that our boats are different, that our water walking is different. But Lord, you are there. You are calling out to us. We are reaching out to you. Lord, give us the prompt to help us to walk on water today. Thank you for this message. Thank you for your people. And I pray that we would hear your word. In your precious son's name we pray. Amen.